An influential Forest Service researcher died recently. Russell Graham's studies and investigations focused on the Black Hills and beyond, and they show a scientist intent on making his research accessible to everyone. SDPB's Seth Tupper has this remembrance.
4 years ago, Russell Graham was the lead author on an exhaustive 200-page report. It was a history of mountain pine beetle damage and control efforts in the Black Hills. For him, the research was personal. He grew up in Sundance on the Wyoming side of the Black Hills. He knew the importance of the national forest to the culture and economy of the region. He wanted people to use his research to make better decisions about the tree-killing bugs. But how do you get ordinary people to read a scientific report? His wife, Kathy, says he took inspiration from old Hollywood crime dramas known as film noirs.
One of the things we enjoyed, there's a film noir on Turner Classic Movies, and we were always watching those old movies. So he loved that term, and so he said, I got to use that in my next document.
Graham realized the story of the pine beetle was kind of like a film noir. He used that in the preface of the report. His colleague, Terry Jane, remembers the day he came up with it.
And we kind of giggled about it, and I said, well, that should capture the audience pretty well.
Here's part of that preface. The story of bark beetles could also be made into a film noir. It has sex, murder, fights, incest, parasitism, infidelity, necropolis, eating the dead, cannibalism, and predation. Those words and the report are part of Russell Graham's rich legacy of research. He died in late August of complications from multiple sclerosis. He was 71. Graham started his Forest Service career when he was just 16. He worked his way up the ladder as he piled up educational degrees, culminating in a doctorate in the 1980s. By then, he was a research forester in Moscow, Idaho, on the border with Washington. He stayed there for the rest of his career, but his research took him all over the country. He published more than 200 papers and wrote chapters in a number of books. Terry Jane says as Graham took on new research topics, he always learned from the experts he encountered.
He would insert himself in a different group of people, totally different. So he kept progressing in different fields or different disciplines as he progressed through his career.
Graham studied the effect of cattle grazing on forests. He showed the role forest debris plays in soil health and tree growth. He looked at animal health, too, determining the conditions that goshawks and the Canada lynx need to thrive. Graham studied large wildfire behavior and led an exhaustive assessment of the Columbia River Basin. Through it all, Graham dealt with the debilitating symptoms of multiple sclerosis. To stave off the effects, he walked, jogged, and climbed steps with a cane. When the disease put him in a wheelchair, he took up swimming. He brought a stubbornness to his health and to his work. When he needed to, he leaned on colleagues, literally. They helped him in and out of vehicles. When he came to the Black Hills, they put him on an ATV. Blaine Cook is a retired forester. He remembers Graham got around as he could.
He could drive his own. He didn't romp and stomp like you think of, you know, through the woods. You know, he was went very slow, and you know, because he had to kind of hang on from the waist up. So we watched him. So he was able to, you know, be a part of the gang, if you will, you know, on the woods to the best of his ability.
It wasn't just research or camaraderie that pushed Graham out into the forests with the people who managed them. Terry Jane says Graham knew his research wouldn't matter if the people on the ground didn't use it.
He had and has trained me, too, to have a real down-to-earth connection with forest managers. And he taught me as my mentor that that is really critical, to be able to be humble enough to be able to interact with a variety of people to make the research relevant.
One of Graham's final projects brought him back to the Black Hills, his boyhood home. The timber inventory shows how many trees there are, how fast they're being logged, and whether that's sustainable. Graham and his team filed a draft before he died. His widow, Kathy, says he was still working on the final version of the report.
He worked till the day before he went to the hospital on this document. You know, his heart was in the Black Hills because he grew up there. He wanted to make sure that the Black Hills National Forest would remain, that it would be able to sustain itself years and years and years down the road.
His co-authors will finalize the report. Forest officials will use it to help set logging rates in the Black Hills for decades to come. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.